Well, here we are, Fort George. We think we're on the radio. Who knows, really? But you're here, and that's the most important part, because we always have fun here with our live audience at Troll Radio Review, a collaborative effort of Coast Community Radio and Fort George Brewery and Public Meeting House. Today we have got some fantastic music from Red Beans and Rice. And we've got Howley Slim.
Yeah.
And we've got the Troll Radio House Band, and they've got Hannah Robin with them. And when Hannah Robin is here, the show is always 100 times better. So not that it's bad to start with. It's fun. Well, we're going to have a good time. This is Thanksgiving weekend, and we have so much to be thankful for. So I'm going to welcome you to Troll Radio Review. I am your host, Debbie Twombly. Enjoy the show.
One more.
Happen at Troll Radio Review. And that's one of the reasons why it's best to come down and be part of the live audience. Well, we have got listeners today from all over the world. We've got listeners from Nebraska. We've got listeners in Oslo, Norway, and who knows where else. So give us a call, send us a text, and we'll know where you're listening from. Well, golly, it was a great, it's a great holiday weekend. A lot of people get extra time off, and kind of time for us to check in and see how Mr. Troll did. I wonder, Mr. Troll celebrates Thanksgiving. A lot of times he'd be missing on Thanksgiving, but here he is today.
Well, hello, everybody. Let's hear it for you out there. It is good to see you. Good morning, Debbie.
Yeah.
I was wondering a few things about this Thanksgiving stuff. Yeah, I was wondering, who is this Frank guy, and what are you all giving him every year?
What are you talking about, Mr. Troll? Jeez, you get so confused.
Frank.
Frank? Frank who?
Well, the Frank of Franksgiving.
What? Franks? Oh, I see. Oh, Mr. Troll, it's Thanksgiving, not Franksgiving. There's no Frank.
Well, I am Frank.
Oh.
Debbie, that guy right there, that guy is Frank.
He's
you
Frank.
Are wrong, Debbie, and not for the first time.
Well, it hasn't been, not often.
Hey, Frank, come on up here.
Hey.
Oh, okay, I come up on stage. Yes, that's right, my name is Frank.
I'm sorry, Frank. I mean, I meant that the holiday we just celebrated was Thanksgiving, where we celebrate things that we're thankful for, like family and friends.
And food.
Oh?
Yes, and food.
It's not a holiday named after you or any other Frank.
Well, darn. I was hoping someone would do some late giving. You know, I spent way too much money at those Black Friday sales.
Well, maybe someone can give you something on Giving Tuesday.
Oh, Mr. Troll.
Yeah?
Giving Tuesday is for giving to charitable causes, nonprofits like Coast Community Radio or the Healing Circle, not just random people.
Well, I'm not just any random person. I am Frank.
Hey, wait a minute. Frank, you look very familiar to me.
You know, he does look a lot like you, Mr. Troll.
Well, let's see.
Oh.
Papa? Son, is it really you? Let's see for sure. What is your troll name?
Well, it's Stinky Toad War Jr.
Oh! It is you! Oh, I'm so horrible. It is so
horrible to see you after all these years.
And you smell so terrible, Papa.
Oh, well, wait. Hey, what? Aren't you going to introduce me?
Oh, right. Sorry, Debbie. Miss Twombly, I would like you to meet my long-lost son, Stinky Toadwort Jr., now known as Frank. Frank Jr., may I interrupt you to...
Introduce.
Don't interrupt.
No, the word is introduce.
Oh, all right, Junior, sorry. May I introduce you to Miss Debbie Twombly, Queen of Radio? You don't have to bow down to her.
Glad to meet you, Junior.
Well, you can call me Frank. It is nice to meet you, Queen Debbie. And it is so stinking awful to see you, Papa.
And you look so ugly, Junior.
Hey, come on. What? Be nice. This is a family show. Set a good example for the kids in the audience.
We are family.
Yeah, we are family.
Yeah, we are trolls, you know. And, you know, we are saying things like when we trolls get together, we slip back into our lexicon and we say... opposite to what you humans say.
No, but that's confusing to kids and other people.
Well, you know, you confusing our humans too.
Yeah.
You know, you say you love this, you love that.
They're always just saying you love this, love that. I love you all the time.
They just hate everything. I don't understand what's going on there.
You are right, Junior. Humans are very confounding.
Confusing.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
And it took me years to get used to the backward ways of you humans.
I know what you mean, but tell me, Junior, why are you called Frank now?
Well, it is my human name.
Oh?
And so now I am able to have a job and blend in with the humans.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I know, Papa, but I don't have to sleep under a bridge anymore, and I have enough to eat.
Well, how long, by the way, there, Frankie, how long have you been here in Astoria?
Oh, about 100 years or so.
Oh, why haven't I seen you?
Well, I had to be careful about where I was seen.
You mean you are an illegible alien?
Well, yes, I was, but I have my green card now.
Oh, the green card, who gave that to you?
Oh, it is a nice man. He gave it to me. You know, it is a very secret thing. I'll tell you later. Okay, Papa.
Maybe you can tell me later.
Yes, I have to tell you later.
Okay. Well, good lucky for us, or maybe you, that Astoria is probably a sanctuary city. But, Mr. Troll, tell me, how did you come to have a son that...
Now, listen carefully. I will explain it all to you.
Okay.
You see, one night, many, many years ago, you know, in the Mystic Pool, you've heard of the Mystic Pool?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was with this horrible, ugly woman, troll woman,
in the Mystic Pool.
Oh,
that's enough.
And we
never mind. What I really want to know is how could you have lost track of your own son after all these years?
200 years.
Ooh.
Yeah. How time flies.
Yeah. And you really haven't seen him in 200 years?
Well, maybe 185.
185 years. How is that possible?
Well, we trolls have a very hands-on parenting style.
Yeah, you see, he means hands-off.
Oh, and you don't resent that, Frank?
Well, of course I do. He's been a terrible papa.
He's been a horrible son. I am absolutely appalled at what he's become.
Which, of course, means the opposite of what they're saying.
No.
No. Oh, which means yes.
That's wrong.
Oh, I give up. Frank, Stinky, I am glad that you two have been reunited after all these years.
Yes, I am very angry
and
about
I am extremely disgusted.
Oh, well, at least now you know this holiday is Thanksgiving, not Franksgiving.
Yes, Debbie, but I think everyone should still give some things to Frank. You know, he's turning 201 soon.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like beer.
Yeah, I like beer too, and pizza.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
Okay, how about some music instead?
Music?
Yeah, music.
Can you eat it?
No.
Can you drink it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goodbye, Frank. Goodbye, Mr. Troll.
Hello, Debbie.
Hello, Debbie.
Hello, everybody. Junior, let's go get a glass of music.
But that sounds good, Papa. I could use a slice of music, too. But none of that goat cheese. I'm
You know, I am too. I wonder why that is goat cheese. I can't have that goat cheese.
Yeah, no, they're so rough with us, you know, the trouble.
Okay, well, let's go get some glass.
All right, well, there's a happy reunion. Just like the reality shows today here on Troll Radio Review. Well, we're going to get red beans and rice up here on the stage. And while we're getting red beans and rice all set up here, I'm going to tell you a little bit about stuff that's going on. First of all, for you kids here, there's a really cool piece of paper here about cranberries. There's a nice page about that you can color of somebody in the cranberry bogs. This is from the people at the North Coast Food Web. They had a great flash-up farmer's market sale this week. It was a lot of fun. And I also want to let you know about Giving Tuesday, which is coming up on Tuesday. KMUN will be having a one-day pledge drive, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So be sure to tune in. There's always extra fun things happening when we do that here at Coast Community Radio. Fort George is going to be having a big Giving Tuesday extravaganza with a number of nonprofits. And I'm actually one of the representing a nonprofit, the Healing Circle. And the nonprofit that day that comes up with the most contributions, the contributions will be doubled for that lucky nonprofit. And I do have my contribution envelope back there by the coffee. So if you want to drop something in for the Healing Circle, it's an organization that helps local kids who have been victims of childhood sexual abuse. And sounds grim, but it's one of the most fun organizations in the world. So if you'd like to support me and support a great community group, that envelope is in the back there. And now we have one of Astoria's new premier groups. You can catch them at Winecraft on a fairly regular basis. Maybe they'll tell us when you can catch them. And Red Beans and Rice.
All right.
Turn the stage over here.
Well, thank you all very Welcome. Much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Introduce the band real quick. On my right is John Orr over here on the lap steel. We like to call him Johnny O. Oh, yeah. We got Larry Aldred back here with us on the percussion today. Solid, solid individual. Without further ado, let us play. I've got a gal who's always late anytime we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. And I'm gonna walk right up to a gate and see if I can't get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her, is you, is oh, is you, ain't my baby? Lady, baby, found somebody new. Oh, well, is my baby still my baby true? Yeah. That has always been strange. 'Cause when you think you're sure one, she's gone and made a change. Oh, is you, is oh, is you, ain't my baby. Where you acting lately makes me down. You's is still my baby, baby. My flame in your heart's done gone out. Take it, John. Lately, baby's found somebody new. Oh, yeah, and is my baby still my baby true? Thank you guys very much. We appreciate that. I'm the sheep of Verabi. Your love belongs to me. Oh. At night when you're asleep, into your tent I'll creep. Stars that shine above will light our way to love. Yeah, come through this land with me. And I'm the cheek, the cheek, the cheek of Arabi. God, picking the sun down. Yeah, that's what I say. All right. Johnny's going to make an instrument change here. And how about singing this one, John? All right, man.
Well, since we're called Red Beans and Rice, and we had to find ourselves a little anthem. So this song is, not surprisingly, called Red Beans. Doesn't have the rice, you just have to add it yourself.
Brother Larry. Thank you, folks, very much. Very, very much.
You want us to do one more?
Yeah. Well, see, we got time for about 40 or 50 more, I think. What do you guys think? Right?
Sounds good to me.
Well, it ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that you liable to read in the Bible ain't necessarily so. Little David was smart but oh my. Little David was smart but oh my. He fought big Goliath, lay down and die. Little David was smart, but oh my. You know it ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. Those things that you liable to read in the Bible ain't necessarily so. John. Jonah, he lived in a well. They said that Jonah, he lived in a well. He made his home in that fish's abdomen. Jonah, he lived in a well. You know it ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that you liable to read in the Bible ain't necessarily so. Take us home, John.
Guys, very much for listening.
That's fabulous. So, where can we hear you play?
Where can we? Yeah, we'll be there in the morning.
Oh, for brunch.
Yeah.
All right. That's, of course, an all ages venue with a fabulous brunch.
Everybody come on down. Good food.
All right. Good. Okay. Well, go on down. That sounds like a great place to have a Thanksgiving weekend Sunday brunch. All right. Well, we're going to get Howley Slim up here. And while he's on in the way, I'll let you know that there's live music here every Sunday night. It's a family-friendly event, too. There's a lot of good family-friendly things going on in this community. So this weekend, I see right here, it's McDougall, a one-man American wrecking machine from Portland. Of course, there's never a cover. Again, family-friendly. Well, here's Howley Slim making his way up to the stage. Yeah, Howley is here. So you can hear Howley playing from time to time on Coast Community Radio. And every once in a while, you get up to the Seaside Brewing Company. Is that right? American Legion in what town? The Seaside American Legion. Howley Slim tonight. And that's not an all-ages venue, I imagine.
I don't think so.
Well, that ought to be fun anyway. American Legions are always kind of a blast to hang out in. Well, thanks, Howley, for being
with
us today.
Good to be back. I think it's been since last February or something.
Probably.
Around Valentine's Day. Anyway, I'm trying to think of songs that I didn't do last time.
Well, that's a long time to remember. You better just play away, buddy.
All right. Okay, we ready then?
Yeah.
Tell me things I don't want to know. I don't want to see. I don't want to go there. Things will be fine after a while. Somebody else is going to make me smile, but it's going to be okay. Baby, how'd we ever get this way? There's nothing I can do, nothing I can say. Nights are long and the days are dark. Can't even find one little spark, but it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay when it's over. And it's gonna be okay when I'm gone. It's gonna be so okay, you say we can still be friends. What makes that sound so wrong? I guess I should start trying to get over you. Just walk away and find something new. Lift up my head and never look back. Even when I get to the end of the track, 'cause it's gonna be okay. I don't wanna believe the things you tell me. Just wanna find some way back to your heart. But the road is closed and the glass is empty. And my whole world is falling apart. Guess I should start trying to get over you. Just same verse, isn't it? Lift up my head and never look back. Even when I get to the end of the track, 'cause it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay when it's over. And it's gonna be okay when I'm gone. It's gonna be so okay, you say we can still be friends. What makes that sound so wrong? I wish there was a way to turn back time. I'd live in a world where you were still mine. I'd be happy to face each day with you beside me and be able to say, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. Okay. Thank you. Got to do a tearjerker here. Okay. You know, I could use a little more monitor. You popped up in my dreams again last night, just like some old friend. And this time, you even called me sweetheart. I wonder why, after all these years and leaving behind a trail of tears, the memories are more about the good things. Times and places far away, songs we sang and words you'd say, seemed as if we'd always be together. The distance now is more than miles, but in these dreams I still see smiles. Wake up wishing I could sleep forever. I know it's not the same with you. Life's changed. You got things to do. I should have known you were more than I could handle. I
I stay up almost all night long, trying not to admit this song, burning both ends of the candle. The kids write from time to time, it sounds like everything is fine. Day to day turns into years, the past is gone and the end seems near. Wounds are healed, but they're still scars. When I look out at the stars, I can't help wishing we were all together. But once again, it's fare thee well. From where I stand, it's hard to tell. The future always seems so uncertain. There's new beginnings around each bend. All this time and I still pretend, given the chance I'd make you see, some things are just meant to be. The wind blows and the river flows, there's dark times but the sun still shines. Till the day I die, I'm gonna love you. Again last night, just like some old friend. This time you even called me sweetheart. Thank you. Is it okay to do kind of a harsh political song here? Okay. Because this song I kind of resurrected because this most recent election, I needed a philosopher afterwards, but it was kind of, this song was about the last president that was elected with a minority of the population. So kind of been digging it out. It was from the seventh year of that president, or maybe the eighth, and nobody cared after that. So it was like a kind of... dated, but maybe I'll bring it back now. Try to, anyway. I look in the paper, there's a man telling the gotta send more people, make a bigger war. How could it be this way? Sometimes I have to ask myself, if not for oil, what are we fighting for? Mission accomplished, said the bold, brave cowboy, as far from the front lines as ever can be seen. Hid behind his daddy when the game got rough, like the drunken cheerleader of his prep school team. When a C-average student can steal an election to the most powerful office on the face of this earth, and you know he only got to go to that school anyway, because of the silver spoon in his mouth and the place of his birth. How could it be this way? What would we tell them when our children ask us, how could this be? Scandals of scoundrels building a bridge to nowhere so they can spend all the money taxpayers pay. And meanwhile, Meanwhile, the oil companies keep making record profits. Never put back anything they take away. Under a dark cloud, right from the beginning, beady little eyes shifting back and forth. Don't it make you worry? Oh, Lord, please help us. He's up there telling lies again, convinced they're the truth. Heck of a job, Brownie, this is what he told the TVs while people were drowning in water the color of their skin. But try to keep another unwanted child from coming into this world. They want to make a law against it, cause you know it's a sin. How could it be this way? How could it be? Do you ever have to ask yourself, how could this be? Then his sidekick shot a man right in the face while they were selling us down the river along with the whole human race. People are starving in some other country, but they don't have oil, so they don't count anyway. Helicopter hunters gunning down the wolves, ice caps shrinking, polar bears die. Ladies in the nail salons talking on their cell phones. Do they ever stop and think? Do they ever question why? How could it be this way? How could it be? Do they ever have to ask themselves, how could this be? Custer went out to kill a bunch of engines. I guess he got what was coming to him. Too bad if he took along a few good men, but shouldn't we think about that before we sign in? Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. But was Jesus talking about me, or was he talking about you? How could it be this way? What would we tell them when our children ask us, how could this be? How could it be this way? Somebody tell me. Somebody tell me now, how could this be?
Wow, Hallie, that was an amazing song. Yeah, how could this be?
Yeah. I'm still kind of relearning.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Whoa, thanks so much. That was really powerful. It's a lot of angst in that song. We're going to get the house band up here. While we're doing that, just going to tell you again that... with Giving Tuesday coming up, the Magnanimous Award is going to be awarded right up here at Fort George Tuesday. Big celebration starting at 5 o'clock. I think about six people have been nominated and each chose their own favorite nonprofit. And that night, one of them will be awarded the Magnanimous Prize, and their organization's contributions will be doubled. My envelope is back there because I was nominated to be magnanimous, and I'm really honored for that. So I hope that you'll show up, and all ages are welcome, Tuesday right here at Fort George at 5 p.m. It's going to be a lot of good people, a lot of good times. And all day long on Giving Tuesday, we've got fun and games going on at Coast Community Radio so that we can continue to have fun and games all year long. Coast Community Radio is, of course, the main impetus behind our great Troll Radio Review, so many other shows. See a lot of our programmers about town. Hope that you stop by and tell them how much you appreciate Coast Community Radio happening. Well, we've got a great-looking house band today. We've got somebody in the house band I don't even know. You just never
know.
Okay, I do. Well, Ned, I'm going to turn my microphone over to you here and get it going.
We'll let Dan and Hannah get it going here.
Really? Yeah. Well, it's almost Christmas, so we're digging.
Almost.
How many shopping days?
How many? Yeah. I suppose everybody went out yesterday. They're feeling kind of blue now. Good lead in.
There you go.
Let's do it.
Charlie Becker. So he's up here with us today just for fun.
Was that lucky?
I know I was.
Okay, a couple of a medley of tunes here for you. Some good dance tunes if you feel like getting up.
Yikes.
Thank you.
dancing through the snow in a warm horse open sleigh. Sing with me. O'er the fields we roam, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open Lulu to come up and join us here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So, sounds like we're moving on to Christmas, but our favorite holiday just is still happening right now. This is a Thanksgiving weekend. So this is a song Raffi wrote. It's called Thanks a Lot, and you can sing along with us. So there's an echo that you'll pick up on, and there's some hand signals you can follow along with. So this is Thanks a Lot. Let's share this one.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the sun in the sky. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
thanks for the birds in spring. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the moonlit night. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the stars so bright. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the way I feel.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for the wonder in me. Thanks for the animals. Thanks for the land. Thanks for the people everywhere. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for all I've got. Thanks for all I've got. Oh, you out in Radio Land missed some beautiful hand signals. That was great.
You'll know it.
Yes, yeah, key of G.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine.
Sword and shield, down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Gonna lay down that sword and shield, down by the riverside, down by the riverside.
I ain't gonna study war no more, 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 ain't gonna study.
Join hands in love and peace. Down by the riverside,
down by the riverside, down by the riverside.
Gonna join hands in love and peace.
Down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I ain't gonna study war no more. 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 Ain't gonna study war no more.
I was standing at the crossroads on that dark and cloudy day when I saw that hearse come rolling, come to take my honey away. Will that
be unbroken by and by?
Sky, Lord, in the sky.
over yonder on that bright sunny day. There'll be laughter, there'll be singing, just to wipe my blues away.
Will the circle be unbroken?
Under a bushel.
Ho!
I'm gonna let it shine. Put it under a bushel.
No,
I'm gonna let it shine. Put it under a bushel.
No,
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Ain't nobody gonna whoop it out.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Ain't nobody gonna whoop it out.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Ain't nobody gonna whoop it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Everybody,
this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.